Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Sharky.
Gina, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday hump day, sliding down the big hill toward the weekend. We have dirty gossip, dirty laundry for you right now. What's going on?
Well, you know, I got to do it. Hump day! Sorry. anything to make me happy right now.
Exactly.
All right, so the big news last night. Amanda Bynes, she posted on social media, like she's pregnant.
6 weeks pregnant.
Oh, boy.
With her boyfriend slash fiance, Paul Michael. I guess they're trying to work things out so they might be back together.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, because they had broken up. While I was gone on my surgery, they broke up. And I was like, oh, boy. And they're going to work on it and be back together. The thing is, though, she's under her conservatorship still, and she still is, like, getting help.
So, yeah, she's still getting help for mental health issues. And the chances are that they're not going to be able to get married unless, you know, I think it's her mother, right, that has control of that?
The parents do, yeah. So, but they're saying she might not even have control of her child.
The baby, yeah.
Yeah, that the father would be having responsibility for the baby and also the husband, well, not husband, but husband-to-be, maybe. Who knows?
Right.
Interesting.
But if they don't let them get married with this conservatorship, I don't know. Yeah. Who's going to have the baby? It's going to be very interesting.
Let's see. This is interesting. So there's rumors going around. An actually botched star, one of the doctors on the show, Dr. Terry Dubrow, has actually confirmed it, that a lot of celebrities, A-list, big-time celebrities, are calling up their plastic surgeons, trying to get some facelifts going on because, you know, nobody would know about it right now, and they're not shooting any films.
Wow, that's not a bad idea. You could get all your work done and nobody would ever know.
Exactly.
Until your lips look really weird and then people go, oh, yeah, they had work.
They had some work done. But yeah, you can't get any elective surgery from what I'm hearing right now.
There you go. The hospitals are concentrating on the virus
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
It would be tough to get into an operating room, I'm sure, right now.
So Oprah Winfrey was not arrested for sex trafficking. This was going on last night. It was trending all over social media.
Yeah, she got on and she communicated with her followers, 42.8 million followers on Twitter, and said, this is fake news.
Yeah. Well, some people are saying coronavirus, all right, that's a hoax and created to conceal a global drug and child trafficking ring among celebrities. So they were trying to say that actually Tom Hanks and his wife were involved in the sex trafficking ring, too. No, it's not true. Come on.
You know what? I don't see them as being a likely candidate or Oprah for that
Oprah.
Matter.
Or Oprah. Come on.
Jeffrey Epstein, yes.
Yeah. So Miley Cyrus, she's spending her time now launching a new Instagram Live talk show, which I like the idea. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. It's on Instagram.
Yep.
And she was talking about the pros and cons of social media on Monday. So.
And she had Demi Lovato on, too, I think today.
And they renewed their friendship, apparently.
Yes, they did.
Good for them.
Yep. And finally, happy 50th birthday to Queen Latifah.
The queen is 50?
She's 50 today, yeah.
UNITY.
Sing it for me, Shark. Keep going.
UNITY. UNITY. Yeah, the queen. I love the queen. What a great talent she is.
I know. And
Actress, singer.
Very talented. And it's her big 50th, and it's like, you know, what can you really do right now if it's your birthday?
Yeah, I know.
It's not a whole lot.
Congregate, I don't know. Maybe you have something in the backyard with a little tent and
by yourself.
You know, you stay 6-7 feet apart from each other.
I know.
I don't know what to do.
As I said, you know, I've been single for so long. I've been social distancing for myself for a long time. Oh, God, so it's nothing new for me.
My wife and I, same deal. We've been social distancing for many years now.
Patty.
It's really not a big adjustment for us.
Nice. You think she's happy to hear that?
Just kidding.